Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. 180 mga bagay-bagay ang isinasaalang-alang sa mga isinasagawang desisyon ng mga taong nabubuhay ng may type 1 diabetes. Si Cheryl Steele, manager ng Diabetes Education Services sa Western Health.
Type 1 and type 2 diabetes are quite different conditions. Type 1 diabetes results from the body breaking down the cells that are able to make insulin, whereas type 2, the person still makes insulin, just the body can't make it effectively. And we need insulin to sustain life. So a person who is living with type 1 diabetes needs to have insulin to stay alive. And insulin must be injected because of the molecule that makes up the insulin. You can't actually ingest it.
Wala pang 2 taong gulang ang anak ni Kelly na si Liam nung ilang ulit niyang dinala ito sa doktor.
The 9th of July, 2014, it was the day our lives changed. And he was 17 months old when he was diagnosed and he was very sick. He was breathing heavily, he was quite lethargic. And so I took him into the doctor 2 different times in the 24 hours leading up to his diagnosis. He had 2 pediatricians misdiagnose him. He was in DKA, so he was very sick. Diabetic ketoacidosis is when your blood sugar is very, very high. And he was not able to function. I mean, he was the doctors told us if we had not brought him to the emergency room on that third time after he got sicker and sicker, and he was like, he might not have been here. His blood, so DKA makes your blood very acidic and it changes, what is it called? It's metabolic acidosis is what his body was in. And so he was trying to compensate, and eventually things just become very difficult and eventually you die, and that's almost where he was. He ended up in the pediatric ICU on an insulin drip and had a central line and had, just to get stabilized. But after a few days of that and being in hospital, he started to, turn around. And
para sa mga nabubuhay ng may diabetes, may mga paraan upang maipagpatuloy ang araw-araw na gawain. Ngunit para sa may type 1 diabetes, may ilang mga natatanging hamon. Muli, si Cheryl Steele.
Living with type 1 diabetes can be both physically and mentally demanding. A person who lives with type 1 diabetes is required to make up to 180 decisions a day around their diabetes management. And for some people that might come quite naturally, but for other people it can be a real burden on their mental health. So it's important we recognise both the physical and the psychological needs of people living with type 1 diabetes.
Para kay Kelly, malaki ang naitulong ng teknolohiya sa buhay di lamang ni Liam, pati na rin nilang mga magulang sa pagtutok at pag-alalay sa kanilang anak.
We saw this little pod on a girl's arm who was she was probably 5 or 6, I think, at the time, and we thought, oh my gosh, we need that. It was at a JDRF walk event that happened, shortly after he was diagnosed. And we were like, that's what we need. It's waterproof, it's tubeless, and we have the controller. It's called a PDM, or personal diabetes manager, and that's almost, I liken it to a remote control, I can give him insulin with this little remote control. I have to be about 5 feet away from him.
Matapos ang 6 na taon, nag-aaral na si Liam sa isang primary school sa Queensland. Marami mang pagbabagong ginawa sa kanilang pang-araw-araw na buhay, natuto na silang mabuhay nang minamanage ang diabetes. Muli, si Kelly.
Well, I say simply, it's not simple. There are, there's hundreds of things that affect blood sugar on any given day. But it's just a lot to think about. We had to learn how to do carbohydrate counting. So if we went to a restaurant, or even if he wanted, say, cereal, we would have to weigh it out on a scale okay, 40 grams in weight of this bowl of cereal is 26 carbs. So it's really a lot to think about. But now we can look at, say, a bowl of cereal or whatever and say, oh, that banana has 20 carbs. It's about a medium-sized banana. So there's just a lot to learn in the beginning. The learning curve, even being a nurse, I had to learn heaps of things. And my husband, who's a kayak coach, you know, he had to learn a lot as well. But we're both very involved in his care and try to teach him and empower him, give him all the tools he needs right now. But if we had not had the insulin pump, the Omnipod, when we got it, he was about 19 months old when he became a podder, is what the term is, I think. You can be a pumper or a shooter. In America, they call him a shooter if you're on needles. But he's been a podder since, he was less than 2 years old. And that little device has been, you know, life-changing. Like, I can't imagine managing his diabetes.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.